26 minutes after 5. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, and today is the 20th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyad Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, peace be upon them, verses 24-25. When one studies Islam, you will know our greatest and biggest foundation is Tawheed, believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and believing that the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 21 and verse 24. Amittakhadhu min dunihi aliha. What have they, the people, taken besides him, Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being, the one and only God, capital G, aliha, different deities, different idols, different gods, semi-gods, demigods. Remember how foolish human being is. He sees the sun rise, he sees the sunset, he sees the rain, he sees everything. And he sees the moon shining in his beauty and glory on the 14th night. But yet he does not worship Almighty Allah alone, who created him and made him the masterpiece of his creation. He goes and worships somebody else, something else. Sometimes they're worshipping their money, rank and position. Sometimes they're worshipping idols or people, saying that God has sons or daughters. So all this is rejected absolutely, totally and completely in Islam. There is only one Supreme Being, chapter 112. Every human being should read that. And that will tell you what is Tawheed. Very short chapter. Qul haatu burhanakum. Say you, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring your proof, bring your evidence. How can you say Jesus is Son of God, or God Himself, divinity in the form of humanity, but on the same side you say He was born? Then who was running the creation and the world and universe before His birth? Then you say He died on the cross. So what happened when He died? You say He was buried, then what happened that time? So all these are questions nobody can answer. So, manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When you claim something, you must substantiate, corroborate it with evidence and proof. And we can show you proof in the Quran Sharif, in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Gospel, in the Divine Scriptures, that there is only one Supreme Being, one God, and we worship Him alone. هذا ذكر من معي. This is the reminder for those who are with me, my beloved Sahaba, my beloved students and companions, and the followers, the Muslims throughout the world who follow Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a reminder for one and all. Wa dhikru man qabli, and a reminder for those who were before me. Understand this one point. Even the Muslims are confused on this issue. Remember the deen from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam and Eve, right up to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. The deen and religion never ever changed. It was always Islam, it is Islam, and always will be Islam. Every prophet messenger came and taught the people and invited the people towards Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every prophet messenger came and invited the people towards Risalat. You must believe in prophets and messengers. We are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And third, there is life after death, that people will go to Jannah, paradise, if they pass away with Iman, Islam, and eternal doom and gloom if they are sane and mature and they pass away on any other ism besides Islam. That is deen. It never ever changed. So what kept on evolving, changing, was the sharia. لِكُلِّنْ جَأَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةُ وَمِنْ حَاجَ. This is halal, this is haram, this is permissible, that is not permissible. So that kept on changing. So remember, every prophet, every messenger was a Muslim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muslim, Quran says so. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Muslim. Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Muslim. Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, Muslim. No prophet came with a different message. Everyone came as a Muslim and was selected by Almighty Allah. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقْنَي. The truth is, majority of humankind and people don't know the truth. Allah mentions the truth, but what they do, فَهُمْ مُؤْرِدُونَ. They turn away from the truth. So that is what human being does. When the truth is spoken, they find it unacceptable, unpalatable, and then they turn away, move away. But deep down, in the inner recesses of their hearts, they know it is the truth. See, Almighty Allah teaching us, every messenger selected by Almighty Allah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. And we, Almighty Allah uses the term we, the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence. A symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty. No one can do that. Only we can do that. We have not selected and sent before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you are Khatamun Nabiyyin. Chapter 33, verse 40. You were, you are, you always will be the last and the final prophet and messenger. Mir Rasulin, all the prophets that came, illa nuhi ilayhi, but we send the wahi, again the same explanation, we send the revelation to him, the messenger, annahu la ilaha illa ana, that truly there is none worthy of worship but I. La ilaha illallah, la ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except I, Almighty Allah. Except him, Almighty Allah. La ilaha illa ana. None is worthy of worship except me alone. Fa'abuduni. You see the noon there with the kasra, with the zair? So worship me alone. Hence when we stop, we say fa'abudun. So that is the lesson and message of Tawheed and believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah. No parents, no children, no associates, no partners. He's one and alone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There's none in the entire universe equal on par with him, Almighty Allah. Everything of his, Almighty Allah, is unique. Let me give you five items quickly regarding the news. You, the apartheid, the rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel, didn't I tell you? But you won't listen. Record me more and send to your Prime Minister and President and Intelligence. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that the Jutlas and the Jews are united. Ask Shalom, ask Jonah, ask him, ask Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. You think they're united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Their hearts are fragmented and they're in total disarray. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a nation and a people who got no brains and no intelligence. Chapter 59, verse 14, Quran is teaching. So yes, the government of Bennett and all of them is imploding, and in this week most probably announcement will be made that this will be the fifth election to be held in the rogue regime of Israel in 3 years, the banana republic, you see. Five elections in 3 years because they fight like cats and dogs, remember that. And Almighty Allah is alluding to that, that they can never have unity. They're not a selected and chosen nation. They are a cursed nation and punished by Almighty Allah. So that's gone. Bennett says, finish now. He will go into retirement. You went into retirement as a war criminal, remember that. You allowed 100,000 Jews, Jutla settlers to come and defile and desecrate our mosque, and you were proud about that. Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Allah hits, remember it hits in such a way that you won't know whether you're coming or going. Netanyahu is laughing. All the rats are jumping the sinking ship. But he's another war criminal as well. One. Two, NATO, I told you, you must back the right horse. So, the own people who are backing America and NATO in the headquarters of NATO, Brussels, Belgium, they had thousands of people on the street. Go back home, NATO, cursing them, swearing them, that what are you doing there in Russia and Ukraine and everywhere? Look at the food prices. Look at the petrol gasoline prices. Look at the cost of food. And we can't afford it because of your stupidity and foolishness. So this is the whiteys turning against the whiteys. That is there, the Jutlas are turning against the Jutlas. Jew against Jew. Yeah, it is whitey against whitey. Remember that. It's nothing to do with us. It's for them. Let them scopskit and donner. Remember, let them fight. We will be the spectators and observers. I told you to back the right horse, but you don't listen. Putin's ruble, we've been to Russia, so we know what the ruble is. The ruble's value is increasing. In 7 years, it has become the strongest, and compared to the dollar and other currencies. Trump, you don't hold the Trump card. Putin holds all the Trump cards. Three, four. India, I told you, BJP, Modi, that you also an apartheid regime. You see, you lost $70 billion in matter of days. And now the weather, the rain has come and is decimating, destroying certain parts of India and Bangladesh. Let me make one thing clear of Bangladesh. Bangladesh by name is a Muslim country. But if you look at the rulers, also non-Muslim. Remember, they have one of the greatest amount of prostitution there in the world, in Bangladesh. And the government are the knocker and the slaves, remember, of India. So that's how they operate. So Bangladesh, India, big, such rain they never saw for years. That is the punishment of Almighty Allah. And last one, good news for you. In Vellum, my brother, Muhammad Salim Asmal, wonderful human being. Allah Ta'ala preserve him, accept him, and his family, mashallah. He sent me a beautiful message last night after Q&A. I saw it. He says, we installed the first receiver, the first decoder of Markaz Sahaba there in Vellum by one lady. The way she was crying, giving du'as to the capital group. So Allah Ta'ala reward the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and company and so forth, that Almighty Allah. So that's what we want to do. We want to give every poor person this decoder and gratis, everything compliments of the capital group. So Jazakallah khair to you, brother Muhammad Salim Asmal. Those of you in the North Coast, Vellum, Salaam, Tonga, Juen, Umslanga, and wherever else, contact Maulana Abid Khan, contact Brother Muhammad Salim, Asmal, and inshallah, we want that your hearts must be filled with miracles, and you listen to Ansar on FM, so that will be excellent for you, inshallah.
Well, that's why they call it the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I see I have breaking news, Ustad. Brother Ibrahim Anderson says, Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana Arafat, our dear Mufti Sahab. Kindly, I have been asked, ask Mufti to help a group of 23 members from 4 different families who wants to take their Shahada and become Muslims today in Australia this morning. May Allah keep blessing and using Brother Abdullah and Sister Amatullah for the sake of Deen. And may Allah accept our little efforts. Brother Ibrahim Anderson, Ustad, they are interacting with me at the moment and they are ready. Over to you, Ustad. 23 people from 4 different families. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah. It's only the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, that you use us for your deen. That, Ya Allah, let Islam spread in all parts of the world. These people came, Abdullah, his wife, Amatullah, she's a judge, for a holiday to South Africa, and they heard Ansar Radio. They embraced Islam, and now they're becoming true ambassadors. They're in Australia. So imagine how many people they are bringing in. To all 23 of you, my brothers, my sisters, we only can thank Almighty Allah. It's His ever recurring bounties. It's not we. We are sinners. We are transgressors. We are guilty of so many sins. But we beg Allah, Allah maj'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Ya Allah, let us go to every house in this world. Give us that tawfiq and ability, Ya Allah. So come, my brothers, sisters, children, day in Australia. To you, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, jazakumullahu khaira. To our Mawlana Arafat and the entire team of Markaz and Ansar, Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Come, all of you, read after me. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu wa rasuluh, abduhu wa rasuluh. Now you read the translation of it. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship, that there is none worthy of worship, except Him, Almighty Allah. Except Him, Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. And I also bear witness that the Prophet and Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. All 23 of you are Muslim. Jazakumullahu khairan to you, my brother Abdullah, my sister Amatullah, there in Melbourne, Australia. To you, brother Ibrahim Anderson, I have to make dua now. And each one of you choose a good Muslim name. And my sister Abdullah Amatullah, if you require names, I will send you 200 names. Contact me on my cell phone, on my mobile, +27 71 888 1184. Names of the Sahabiyat, the female companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 of the male Sahaba, you choose from there. The names are mentioned with the meaning. So inshallah, if you don't have seven chosen as yet, then you choose from there 200 names, 100 for male, 100 for female. It's a historic occasion, momentous occasion, that today 23 people, do you know the virtues, my brothers, my sister? Chapter 8, verse 38, الميت قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف you يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم inform them when you abstain and refrain from kufr and shirk your sins are forgiven you are like a newborn baby my brother my sister 23 of you and Mustafa rahmatul alameen صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif Islam it erases and expunges the sins of the people of the past and the person who made you Muslim remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam address Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu arda Fatih Khaybar the conqueror of Khaybar is Muharram the first month of the Islamic calendar the seventh year after the Hijrah Ya Ali radiyallahu anhu arda la ayyallahu bika rajulan wahida huwa khairul laka min humrin na'am is better for you than the red camels is better for you in our day and age than all the red Ferraris and Porsche and Bentleys and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce so that is Islam the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim in various compilations so may Almighty Allah keep us steadfast inshallah we make a short dua all of you my brothers sisters I hope Abdullah Amatullah are there with you so let us inshallah turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and ask Allah to keep us with Iman and Islam and we die with Iman and Islam Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik Allahumma salli wa salli wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman wa amidna ala al-Iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati malimah ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب توفنا مسلمين ولحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم سلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعلنا هاديين مهديين موفقين مقبولين في العالم كله يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Barakallahu fiqh to all of you. Hani and lakum. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and accept it. Learn Islam, practice Islam, propagate Islam, and make others do the same. Inshallah. Aziz.
I see there's a question here, Ustad. Many listeners are upset. They are angry. They say first is Hajj prizes, 115,000 each. Now, Mufti Sab. Listener from Escort says, what happens to we poor people? We want to make Qurbani, but the prices are so expensive. Now it's Qurbani. 3,900 Ustad.
There are three issues here. When does Ummah get so much love of this world? The hearts are saturated with the love of wealth. You, my brother, Escort, my sister in other parts of the world, wherever you are, all of you Muslim, non-Muslim, should be reading chapter 100. Almighty Allah speaks about the loyalty of the horses to the benefactor, the owner and master. That same horse, فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا It will go right inside the thick of battle. How dare you touch my owner, my master, my benefactor. Allah juxtaposes and compares me and you. Hazrat Insan, you the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7 and 8. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ بِشَكْ یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے Verily this human being is very very ungrateful to Almighty Allah The more he gives us the more pulled we become in committing vices and sin We can buy the judge We can buy the politician We can buy the Maulvi sahab We can buy the Imam sahab Buy the Mufti sahab Buy every second person So what happens? إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد. And he bears testimony to it. Why do you do this? وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. Why is human being so ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah for His recurring bounties and favors? Because his heart, his love for wealth is so intense, it has saturated his heart. So now you look at Hajj. Saudi Arabia, the leader there, the one who is the de facto leader, out of the fall of Islam, they're making $1 billion, you heard correctly, $1 billion US dollars per day, daily, in the export of the oil. On oil alone, $1 billion US dollars daily. Can you imagine? They should have said that we are Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. This year, Hajj 2022, 1443, because you... Because you foreigners did not come in 2020, did not come, we did not allow you 2021, we will subsidize all the Hujjaj to come. That should be the sign of the true Muslim. Then we should have saluted you, Saudi Arabia, and say you are Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. But these haramis, what they went to do? There they went to give the contract to the Hindus and Mushrikeen, who are our worst enemies, and say that now you must come on a lottery system for the people of America and the people of UK and the people of Canada. You call this Muslims, I'm asking you. So now you must remember that you need this, you need that. They will allow who they want to. You teach your father's haram this. وَمَنْ يُرِيد فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you make intention of deviation and oppression, Allah will unleash. I'm telling you now how I told the Jutlas, you can never form a government because you are cursed by Almighty Allah. You Saudis, it's time up for you. Remember that. This MBS is licking the boots of Biden and Trump and all of them, the Americans, because after the death of his father, he wants to become king, and you must not interfere. He knows America can remove him when they want to. They will bring Fahad and Salman's brother, Ahmed, and put him into power. I met Ahmed personally. So you must remember this. So this is the real politics. The Muslims don't even understand what's going on. So that is why he licks them all the time. And this is the reality. We must speak the truth. Fear none except Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So that's why your Hajj prices are escalating. Remember that. That they saying that we never made money in 2020, 2021. So let's now fleece the Haji. If you were a true Muslim, you should have done it the other way and subsidize every Haji. Qurbani prices, you know how it is today. So if you can't afford it, my brother, sister, escort wherever you are, then remember that send it to the majlis there in PE, and inshallah it will work out much cheaper. You buy a cow, you get 7 shares, you buy 1 share also. So mashallah, I will be going to East London and I will be going to Queenstown and PE for the nikah. Actually I'm going, so I will be taking my money and giving to them also for that, for purpose. Remember this. So that I'll make here also, and we make there also, when Allah Ta'ala gave us little bit, so we must use it in the path of Almighty Allah. So that is what we must do, and always beg Allah. I'm telling you now, you heard 23 people become Muslim now. It's not we. Believe you me, we got nothing. But we cry, we beg Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Ya Allah, it is your grace. Hada rahmatum bi Rabbi. So make your ta'alluq connection with Allah. Don't worry of people. People today, they are like, you know, they sit on the fence and they commit a major offense. Understand this. That is the problem with us. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah, we want to please Shaitan. Nay. Say, I want to please my Allah, Jalla wa ala. I want to please my Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People are happy, not happy, don't bother us at all. So that is the true Muslim.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. I see Bobby, he's with you this morning. He says, but you said, AK, that in Islam, intermingling is not permissible. Then how come his so-called Islamic faith allowed in Islam as there is intermingling taking place? Bobby, Ustad.
Bobby, that's the point we are making. That Bob, they mustn't rob the people, my Bob. So people use Islam and then commercialize it. They will tell you, this Islamic compliant, this Sharia compliant, this halal faith, this halal organization. 90% of them are using Islam for enrichment of themselves and for enrichment of their families. I mean, let us be honest about this. So therefore, we speak openly against them, and they won't like it, because when you speak the truth, remember, that is very bitter to accept it. So 100% Islam does not allow it, but when people want to use Islam for their own agenda, they will look for some person to put the rubber stamp. No, this is also halal and this is also permissible. That's the problem.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, that my zakat is due every Eid. I split my zakat in two portions. I was told that this is wrong. Please clarify, Ustaz.
It's no problem. We don't know which Eid, because we have two Eids. Eid ul-Fitr on the 1st of Shawwal and Eid ul-Adha, the 10th of Zilhijjah. So that is the mercy of Almighty Allah. So maybe you take out half your zakat for 5,000, 10,000 Eid ul-Fitr. Then you take out another 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. Whatever it is you have to pay on Eid ul-Adha, it's fine. Zakat you can pay every day, every week, every month. You can, don't have to pay lump sum. You can stagger the payment. All that is permissible. No problem, brothers.
Subhanallah. I see there's a brother Colin. He says, morning to you, AK. What is loyalty in Islam? Does it mean disobeying your wife and kids just to serve your parents, even if they are wrong? Ustaz, Colin.
Remember, my brother Colin, I want you, Colin, you have the Quran, the noble Quran, glorious Quran. Otherwise, you just Google it and go to chapter 100 and read the first 5 verses. Loyalty of the horses to the master. Then me and you, Colin, how we are disloyal, unloyal to Almighty Allah. So the law in Islam is this, mentioned in Mishkat, Ibn Majah, various compilations, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So today people want to please their wife, please their parents, please ABC, but in the process they trample on the law which Almighty Allah taught us. They trample on the law which was explained and expounded by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the true loyalty that me and you must understand. Okay, we are finished now for today. Few announcements, inshallah, quickly. That first and foremost, all you brothers, sisters there in Australia, Melbourne, keep contact with Brother Abdullah Amatullah. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of you. Mm-hmm. Second one is our program for today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock with Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. They have a guest. He is one of the Hujjaj with Khidmatul Hujjaj. His name is Brother Maulana Zakaria Esop, inshallah. And they will be contacting him 8:30 to 9 today, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, inshallah al-Aziz. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran, inshallah. A few moments time, inshallah, our brother Uwais will be rendering the news, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, inshallah al-Aziz. And always remember, after that will be Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mawana Khalid Yaqub, and after 7 will be Mawana Zahid Khan. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.